So, hello. Let me try to open with you first the materials on simulation on a research methods course. So how simulation and research are linked together. So, first of all, I have to apologize that the materials that you will get from simulation, they are biased. So they have a certain inherent bias. The materials are focused on discrete event simulation, which is in some sense a small, very small subset of everything that is sort of related to simulation in the research world. So I have to ask you to read more from the materials that is in there. So reading between the lines and extrapolating the material. Why I have to ask you for this? One thing is that in many disciplines, as has been said already earlier, we don't speak so much about research methods. So the very concept of research methods and the talk about research methods is present only in some disciplines, some research approaches. And of course, you can, in some sense, you can get methodological articles only from some of those areas where these are discussed with those terms. On the other hand, if you think of any theoretical science, computational science, especially natural science, the theoretical science is based on theoretical models. Computational science is based on simulation using the computation, using the theoretical models. So it's all about modeling and simulation as a technique. We will not cover that aspect in this week because it would require basically a whole discipline of the applied mathematics and numerical mathematics to really cover the methods needed for expressing the scientific theories in mathematical language and then simulating them. So we can't possibly cover that in 1 week or even in 1 full course. So if you want to go there, you have to have your background from other courses as a minor and so on. So that path is far too long to be covered within this course and sort of tacitly assumed that you have it in your degrees to the extent necessary, and we will only cover those parts that are not so explicitly covered or not necessarily covered by your minors and method courses. Also, one look that you can take to science is that whenever you are doing any experiments in artificial environments, whether it's laboratory environment or something that works on your computer, but it's artificial, so not the real live data, then it's in some kind of a simulation. So you produce something artificially that is supposed to tell something about the real situation where you want to infer something. So, for example, if you are making tests on your software, testing on your services that use some synthetic data, whether it's for benchmarking between different variants or identifying performance bottlenecks or just measuring whether your software, your service is capable to delivering the service it should be. You run it on artificial data, simulated data, and that's also kind of simulation. This is very often used in telecommunication, using discrete event simulation approaches, because telecommunication is in many respects very discrete thing. So you are sending packages, dealing with them with latencies and so on. In other fields of IT and in telecommunication, the methods are more ad hoc, so they are not based on some discrete event simulation framework or some other simulation framework. But still, yeah, when you create test loads for your software, it's simulation, even if you don't speak about it like that and use any ready-made simulation tools. So it's there in the background. So what are the messages to take home from this week? One is the big picture, the overview that would cover the phenomenon to be studied and the conceptual theoretical models, whether they are concrete closed form models or whether they are implicit models in your software, they are still models. Then using these models, you may simulate to get some observations, measurements of the phenomenon, and eventually you will make interpretation. So this big picture you should grasp, that you have a phenomenon, you make a model, you play around with the model, and when playing around, you get some observations that you then interpret to represent something about the real phenomenon. Perhaps you can observe only partially and so on. When making this big picture, you should be sensitive to the different phases of making this picture. So you will make choices, which features to include to your model, which to exclude, how to interpret the results. And you should also be sensitive to seeing that whatever you do in this, you might introduce potential errors to your big picture, and these errors might migrate to your interpretations. So be sensitive to all the choices you make and what consequences these choices have to the validity of your interpretations in the later stages. Also, I want you to understand that it's very common to play around in some kind of artificial setups. So basically simulated setups. You are experimenting, you're testing things in an artificial environment. So you're basically simulating the environment, and you should be sort of conscious of all the vices that are related to simulation. So this is my introduction to this week's materials. Thanks.